Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this time that we are here in your church, Lord. Talk to us through this sermon. Help us, Jesus, to understand your will and lives. We love you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Today's gospel reading is about Peter, when he was afraid. Remember that Jesus was on the mountain, and then some soldiers came and got Jesus. And how did Peter feel? He was afraid. Have you ever felt fear? Have you ever felt fear? Let me tell you that this is something that we all have. I mean, the United States have fought many wars. Why? To keep our citizens free and not fearful. We have a great army. We have many tanks, machine guns, many soldiers. We have even nuclear weapons. Why? Because we don't want people to invade us. We don't want people to come and hurt us. Somehow we are a little bit afraid. Kind of, we have fear. The other day, about 2 months ago, I rented a movie. Have you watched it? It's a great movie. Yeah. My mistake was to watch it with a 10-year-old girl, my daughter. Blood, legs off, heads off, pieces of body, blood. And I was watching the movie and I didn't think about the night when she went to sleep. The next day she said, "Oh, Papa, I was dreaming that someone cut off my legs." No? Ah, your legs grew up. We all are afraid. We are afraid of things that could happen to us. How many of you have these things? Car alarms. Tit-tit. Why? Because we're afraid that someone comes and steals our cars. Some people even have a house alarm. And if the door opens, this is how we are. How many of you have felt fear in your hearts? Me too. How many of you are children of God? Good. How many of you know that God is almighty? How many of you know the Bible says, a psalm says, that the Lord sends an angel to protect us wherever we go? How many of you know that? How many of you know that when you were baptized, that Holy Spirit, God Himself, lives in you? And wherever you go, God goes with you. So how do you put together, how do you reconcile your faith and your fears? Don't we believe in God? Don't we trust in God? Don't we know that He's great and awesome God? And we come every Sunday, and during the Lenten season on Wednesdays, we have supper, and then we come into the church and say, "Yeah, God is good." And then at night, we cannot sleep. Oh, because I am afraid. What if? Let's read together, please.
It is Jesus, Peter, and me, and it's all about fearful and resistant discipleship.
Let me tell you that sometimes when we have fear in the hearts, we become like Peter. We become distant disciples. Remember that the 12 disciples of Jesus? How many of you could tell me the name of 2 of them? Okay? Yes? Peter and what?
John.
Good. Remember that day when Jesus talked to his 70 disciples and said, "Go to the towns. Tell them that the kingdom of God has come near. If they receive the message, stay there and bless them. And if they don't, remember? Shake the dust off and move to the next town." Remember when they came back to Jesus? "Oh, Jesus! Jesus! We pray for people and they were healed. Miracles happened. Even the demons obeyed us. We cast out demons and they were unstoppable. Why? Because their leader, Jesus, was unstoppable. He was great. But things changed fast. How quickly things changed when Jesus was in the Gethsemane. The Bible says that some soldiers came and got Jesus. And Peter took his sword, remember? And he got the ear of one of the soldiers. And Jesus said, "Easy, Peter. This is not the way that things have to happen." It was the time when all the followers of the scribes and the Pharisees, they were looking to get Jesus, to put him in jail. So the opportunity was there. Judas, one of the disciples, saw Jesus. Jesus was taken to Caiaphas, the high priest. And then they wanted to kill him. They didn't want just to hurt him. They wanted to kill him. And then because they couldn't do anything, they took him, Jesus, to whom? To King Herod. And King Herod, because he was a Jew, kind of Jew, half blood, they said, "I can't do anything. Let's go to
Pilate.
Go to Pilate." And this took from Thursday night all the way to, remember when Jesus died?
Friday.
My question is, where were the disciples? A couple of days before, remember, Peter said, I will put my life on the line, Jesus, if they get you. I will give my life for you. Where was Peter? Let's read together, please.
Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest, and going inside, he sat at the guards to see the end.
He was afraid, and he put some safe distance between him and Jesus. Why? What happened if they discovered that Peter was one of the disciples? They would get him and whip him, and maybe even put another crown of thorns, and maybe even crucify him. How many of you would say, "Yes, I was with Jesus"? Only John, Mary, Jesus' mom, and other Mary Magdalene, they were there. And the others? Let me tell you that maybe you and I do the same thing that Peter did. Put a safe distance between Jesus and us. Let's read together, please.
Sometimes we are
distant disciples. And when we are fearful, and we're supposed not to be fearful, we don't measure up to what we're supposed to be, or what we're supposed to be doing. And then we fail, and the devil, who is the deceiver, he comes and sees you that and sees me, that I have made a mistake, and what does he do? He's an accuser. He runs to God to accuse you because he can't get to see God anymore. He comes back to you and says, "You are wrong. You don't deserve to be called a son of God or daughter of God." And what do? We go to the house, we go to the restroom and cry. Ah. Oh. Peter was... Let's read together, please.
Peter was afraid by fear.
And he put distance, safe distance, between him and the Lord Jesus. Let me tell you that sometimes it's really difficult to be Christian. There are parts in the world where you see that you're a Christian, that you believe in Jesus, they put you to death. Today, they are places. But we live in comfortable America. How many of you hide today to come to church? Come to church. Let me tell you that this is kind of this freedom that we have, and we don't really have freedom. I don't know if there are teachers here today. Could teachers say, I believe in Jesus, and if you want, I can take you to my church, to their students? What happens if they ever say that? They will lose their job. In life, there are times when it's really difficult to say your Christian opinion aloud. What to do? What do we do when these things happen? Let me tell you that we are distant disciples. When there are people talking about these Indian religions, about, you know, reincarnation, the Upanishads, and the Vedas and all the things, and you are there, you are listening in. And then they start talking about the new religion, the Quran. It's not new, but here in America, there are many people coming here with this religion. And you know that the only way to heaven is Jesus. There's no other religion. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that's God. And that's the only way to heaven. But because you are really polite, you put distance between Jesus and you, a safe distance. Let's read together, please.
Over 3,000 infants are being killed every day in the United States by abortion.
And we say this is wrong. And then someone says, it's going to be a walk for life in Portland. And we say, yes, I am a believer. I believe this. I will support that day. I am going that Saturday to the walk of life. But that day is a sunny day, and your family is coming to visit you, and your friends have a barbecue, and you say, oh, barbecue? Walking for life. Let me think. Barbecue. And we put a safe distance between our faith and our actions. Let's read together, please.
When we have new non-Christian neighbors.
How many of you brought a friend to the church? Oh, pastor. Last week I preached about the dry bones. And someone talked to my wife and said, oh, pastor just told me that I am a dry bone because I didn't invite anyone to church today. How many of you invited someone to church? I brought three. 1, 2, 3. You see what I'm saying? It is difficult. It is really difficult to share our faith. Do we blame? Do we point the fingers to Peter? Sometimes we are in the same boat. Sometimes we fail in the same way that Peter did. Let's read together, please.
Fear is at the heart of our faulty discipleship.
We don't always have courage to say who we are and what we believe. Why? Because there are consequences. If we speak up, if we tell them what we believe, we are going to be ridiculed. We are going to lose our popularity. People are going to say, you are weird. You are different. I better don't talk to you, my neighbor. I mean, who knows what you believe? Let me tell you, all of these things are signs of distant discipleship. Let's read together, please.
The problem is the distant disciple may not be a disciple at all.
Tell that thing to the person next to you, please. The problem is the distant disciple may not be a disciple at all. Big question is, what to do when we are afraid of what it means
to be a follower of Christ?
What to do when I look like Peter, not the great Peter, but the Peter who was afraid? We need to look at the cross. We need to remember who Jesus is. We don't need to say who I am or how strong I am. No, remember. Our faith is not about our actions. Our faith is not about how brave I am. Our faith is about what Jesus did on the cross. We need to remember when the devil points us out that we are fearful. Say yes, but the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. And the Bible says that He has forgiven me all my sins. We need to remember who the Lord is. He died for us. We are not going to lose our salvation because the Lord died for us. He loves us. He loves you and me. I always tell this story. My mom has a little dog. Looks more like a rabbit. And she loves her dog. Oh, the name is Sky, Cielo in Spanish. Hey, Cielo, oh, she feeds the dog in the mouth. The first thing that she does when she comes home, she lives with us. Oh, Cielo! My wife's daughter said, the other day she said to me, whom do you think she loves more? Her dog or us? Yeah, you know, Imagine, my mom, human, Cielo, a dog, and she loves a dog. How much do you think that God loves you, your child, His child? Remember what the Bible says. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Listen what the Bible says. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you are afraid of something in the middle of the night and you cannot sleep, go to the restroom, but not to hide. Go to the restroom and look at the mirror and say, fear not, the Lord is telling me, because the Lord has redeemed me. And He has called me by name. I belong to the Lord. And you, devil, you cannot accuse me. Because I am free in the name of Jesus. Because I am free. And I believe what I've been taught all these Sundays that I go to church. That my God is awesome. That He's a great God. That He walks by me during the day. And at night, He sent angels to protect me. Because the Lord is your God, not only here, but for eternity. And the devil only can accuse you this much of time. But God is with us. This story, in a river, it was a ranch, many ranches in Montana. Sheep ranches. The problem was that they were having some coyotes. And the coyotes were eating the sheep. And they were trying to kill these coyotes. They didn't know how to stop them. So someone said, why did we put some spray around the fences? Smell to scare away the coyotes. And they put the smell around the fences. And I guess the coyotes went like this. Ate the things. So someone said, let's sleep with them at night with guns. They were there, and the coyotes still were eating the sheep. Someone said, what about if we put some fences, electric fences? I think the coyotes jumped the fences, but they were still eating the sheep. One woman was just to the point of desperation. She didn't know what to do until someone said, what about if you buy a llama? What? And she said, a llama? They are not scary. They are kind of funny. Funny looking animals. How is this, how a llama is going to help me? And this person said, llamas are a really special animal. They are grassing, they get eating, and when they hear a noise, danger, what they do is they raise their heads, look around, and then when they hear the noise, they run towards that danger. And the coyote, because it's an opportunistic animal, when it sees the animal coming, charging, they run away. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when we have fear in our hearts, be like the lama, confronted, that you remember you are not alone. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, Heavenly Father, today, Lord, we come to you, confessing our fears, Lord. Sometimes we are distant disciples, like Peter. Sometimes, Lord, the doctor tells us that we have a disease, and we multiply this disease in our minds. And we're afraid, Lord. Sometimes we are afraid of what we don't know for sure. Sometimes we don't invite people to the church because we're afraid of talking to people about you, Jesus. But you are the only way to heaven. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us because we don't trust in you. You have told us one time and two times and three times and 50 times that you are with us until you come back again. And with our mouths, Lord, we say it. And with our ears, we hear it. But sometimes with our hearts, we stop believing it, Lord. Help us to remember who you are. Help us to remember that you are our God and our Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because in this time of Lent, we can remember who you are, Jesus, the only Son of God, the Almighty God, our Savior and our Lord. Pray, Lord Jesus, that you bless this congregation, Pastor Lara Zocchi, and the neighbors, Lord, that they will hear the good news to your children. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen.